The Duval County School Board must decide Tuesday whether to renew the contracts of two controversial charter schools. District staff recommend keeping them open. Biscayne and Lone Star High Schools are alternative charter schools. Charters are public but privately managed with their own school boards. Alternative charters are for students who aren't on track to graduate regular schools in 4 years. The grad rates for Biscayne and Lone Star are 26 and 34%. Duval's average is over 80%, but the district's charter school director, Anita Henry-Smith, says keep in mind that rate only counts students graduating in 4 years.
That should not be the sole determining factor in trying to say whether or not an alternative charter school is effective or not, because they're not just getting students that are within that four-year cohort.
The school's contracts require grad rate increases each year. The two schools up for renewal have more than doubled theirs over 4 years, but alternative charters not up for renewal aren't doing so well. Saltech's grad rate has fallen from 20% to under 3% over 4 years. And alternative charters have proven controversial in the state. A ProPublica investigation found districts would force low-performing students into them to lower dropout rates and boost grad rates in surrounding schools. But Duval Superintendent for Accountability Kelly Coker-Daniel says that's not the case here.
There is no shuffling of children that goes on. We are accountable for every child that's in our schools or our charter schools.
Alternative charters' grad rates are counted in the district average. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.